ఇక నిశ్చసిత కాలం అవలంబ జీవంతి లోమ విలజ జగదన్ననాథ విష్ణు మహాన్ సర్యస్య కళా విశేషో గోవిందమాది పురితం తమహమయ. కృష్ణాస్ ఫస్ట్ ఎక్స్పెన్షన్, సెకండ్ ఎక్స్పెన్షన్, థర్డ్ ఎక్స్పెన్షన్. The third expansion is the Mahavishnu. The Mahavishnu's potency is described in the Brahma Sanskita. The Jashaika Nishasita Kalam Avalam. Nishasita Kalam means the breathing period. Just arriving by the breathing period of that Mahavishnu, జీవంతి లోమ విలజ జగదన్ననాథ. జగదన్ననాథ మీన్స్ దిస్ ది సుప్రీం క్రీచర్, క్రియేటర్, సుప్రీం క్రియేటర్ క్రీచర్ బ్రహ్మ. బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ సుప్రీం క్రీచర్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ ఎవ్రీ యూనివర్స్. దేర్ ఆర్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ యూనివర్సెస్ అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ బ్రహ్మాస్ ఆల్సో. He is found in Chaitanya Chaitanya. It is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam that it is called Leela, pastime, the Brahma, when Krishna was here on this planet, the Brahma was very much proud that Krishna is now in the earthly planet. And this earthly planet is one of the innumerable planets under my control. Brahma is a controller, is a primal principal living entity in this universe. So he was a little proud that Krishna is within my control. So, therefore Krishna, because he is a Paramatma, he knows everything, what one thinks, what one does. So Krishna asked Brahma to come and see. So Brahma came. Brahma came, his doorman informed Krishna that doorman asked Brahma, "Who are you, please?" Now he said, "Krishna, that I am Brahma, I come to see him." So when the doorman informed Krishna that in Dwarka, when Krishna was there as king, so Krishna asked, "Oh, quick Brahma. The doorman came back again and informed that who is Brahma you are? Oh, Brahma before I thought, he is Brahma. And I am the Brahma, I am the supreme creature and this is in this universe. And who is Brahma? He was surprised. And he said, tell Krishna that four-headed Brahma. Brahma has four heads." So Krishna called him, "Ask, come." So he came and he offered his obeisances. And Brahma asking Krishna, my lord, may I ask you some questions? What is that? And your doorman asked me, who is Brahma? So does it mean there are other Brahma also? Oh, Krishna said, yes, there are innumerable Brahma. You are only four-headed, there are eight-headed, there are 16-headed, 32-headed, 64-headed, 128-headed, and millions of headed. So all headed, I am calling them all. So Krishna called all the Brahmas by his maya. Brahma could see them, but they could not see this four-headed Brahma. And each of them came and offered obeisances. to Krishna, and after Lord, you have, what can I do for you? You have asked me. Yes, I have not seen you for so many times, so many days, so I have called you. So they came, thousands and millions of Brahma came and offered obedience and due interest. And these Brahma, four-headed Brahma, remained in the corner. Oh, what is that? What is that? So this is Krishna's creation. So here it is stated that the Satan is Sashitakalamathavalambha. Only just abiding by the breathing period of Mahavishnu, there are millions of Brahma there living. And each Brahma period that you have read in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Marahajyat Brahmano Vidhu. The Brahma's one day means 4,300,000 into 1,000. That is on Brahma's 12 hours. Similarly, 24 hours one day. Now calculate 1 month. That's 1 year. That's 100 years. So that 100 years of Brahma is only a breathing period of Mahavishnu. Just like we are breathing. Our inhalation, exhalation is going on. So, during the breathing period, when the breathing is out, all these Brahmadas become created. And when it is in it, are all there, closed, account closed. So this is going on. But that Mahavishnu is the part and one of the things, on the fourth part on Krishna's expanse. That is stated. Because Lord Chaitanya is giving evidence from Brahma Sangita. Jasaita nishasita kalama thavalam nad jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahanata yajastha kalahisisu govindamadi purisham tamaham bhajam. I was saying that Krishna Govinda, whose fourth dimension and the fourth expansion is Mahavishnu, in whose breathing period all these Brahmas are the principal head of each Brahmanda, they lead. Samastha Brahmanda dane vihan tajjani karanabdi shali sab jagate shami. Is Mahavishnu, the Purusha avatar, incarnation of Purusha, of Krishna, is the principal, supreme personality of Godhead of all the Brahmand, all the many thousands of Brahmand. Eitu kahinu pratham purusher tatta dvitiya purusher evesunaha mahatta. Now, he said, now, I have explained to you about the first incarnation avatar. Now just try to hear about the second Vishnu. First Vishnu is this Christ. And second Vishnu, what is that? Shai Purush, there was that Mahavishnu. Anantakoti Brahmanda Sijiya. Anantakoti, innumerable universes came out of his breathing period by breathing. Sijiya means he created. Ekaika mutte praveshila apaha mutte kaiva. Now, Mahavishnu again expanded himself in millions and millions Vishnu form and entered in each Brahma. The same way Mahavishnu expanded himself in millions of other forms. Pravesh kariya dasi sab sammuta rahite nahi to sthan kari leisa. When he entered in each universe, it was all dark. So, he began to think. Nijanga sedh jale brahmanda adho bharila sedh jale sedh sajjaya sthan kari. Now, in each brahmanda, This universe, what we are seeing, it is only half. The half is full with water. And where is that water? We cannot see. But there is water. Just like a ball, and half the ball inside is filled with water. So, and where from this water came? The Vishnu which entered each universe, from his perspiration he created this water. And he lied down on the water. This is called Sesa Sai Vishnu or Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Tāra-nāhi paddha haite uthila padma. And then he created one lotus flower from his planet. We have seen that picture in the title page, title cover. Nāvi Padma. Sai Padma Haiva Brahmāra Janma. From that lotus flower, on that lotus flower, the Brahmā, the first created being was manifested. Sai Padma Nāvi Haiva Chaudhya Bhuvan Teha Brahmā Haiva Srishti Kariya Siyo. This Brahma is a living being, Jiva-tattva. He is not Vishnu-tattva. Just see how much a living being can be powerful. Now, Brahma was created by this Prabodhakshaya Vishnu, and Brahma in his turn, he created all these planetary systems. There are 14 states of planetary systems. Chaudhya Bhuvan. Bhūlok, Bhūgarlok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, and Brahmalok, and down, Tal, Atal, Nital, Patal, Paratal. Similarly, there are 14 planetary systems all over the universe. Vishnu do paya kare javat palane, gunathita Vishnu sparsanam maharatane. Now, this Vishnu has nothing to do. He is not affected by these material contaminants. That is the power of Vishnu. Just like we are living entities, when we come into this material world, we become contaminated. We become affected by this, by the influence of this material age. But Vishnu, although he is looking after the management of creation of this Brahmanda, he is not affected. He is not affected. Vishnu rupaiya kare jagat parane gunatita Vishnu sparsha nahi mayasa rudra ru dhari kare jagat samha. And when these material worlds or universes have to be annihilated, the same Vishnu in his form of Lord Shiva, rudra ru, he annihilates. So Vishnu creates and Lord Shiva annihilates. And Brahma is in charge of this universe. Brahma Vishnu Siddha Arguna Avata Sishti Sthiti Playa Tinir Adhika. Now, this material world is created, it is it stays for some time and it is again annihilated. That we have seen in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhutta Bhutya Praliya. This is the nature, this material nature is like that. Just like you have seen one lamp, it is once, it is extinguished, one is light. Similarly, there is creation, there is maintenance, and there is annihilation of this material world. Now, and these three functions are controlled by three gunavata, qualitative incarnation of the Supreme Lord. What are they? The Vishnu. Vishnu is the incarnation of the force of goodness, and Shiva is the incarnation of the modes of annihilation, and Brahma is the in charge. Brahma is secondary. Brahma is the secondary creator. First of all, everything is the principle, the material principle, ingredient, and the gunas, and everything is created by Vishnu. Then the secondary creation is those ingredients. All these planetary system, everything is created by Brahma. So Brahma is also a secondary creator. And then Vishnu maintains. That's like, a carpenter, you give wood and planks and materials and screw and other things, and the carpenter makes a very good cabinet, and you maintain that. Similarly, this Brahmanda, the secondary creation is Brahma, and Vishnu is the maintainer, and when it is to be destroyed, it is destroyed by Lord Shiva. These three gunas. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Tar, Guna, Vata. They are incarnations of Krishna's Guna. In other words, it is to be understood that these three Gunas, they are also coming from Krishna. Three Gunas. So therefore, for Krishna, there is no such distinction. Several times, yes, I have explained this thing. But this material, spiritual, or the qualitative differences, that is for us, not for Krishna. How it is? That's why government has got different departments. There is a criminal department, civil department, and this department, that department, so many departments. Now, for us, the criminal department may not be so pleasing. Our civil department may be very much pleasing. But for the government, both the departments are equal. Because they have to maintain equal, either criminal department or the civil department. The government has no distinction that this is criminal department. Therefore, this department should be neglected, or it is inferior. No. Rather, in criminal department, the government may spend more than civil department. Similarly, these distinctions, these qualitative distinctions, matter, spirit, and the different kinds of modes, they are distinctions for us, not for Krishna. He is absolute. To the absolute, there is no such distinction. Therefore, when Krishna comes in this material, he is not affected by this. Suppose the minister, the secretary or the president goes to the criminal department, his seat, and the prison house, but he is not affected by the prison rules. It is simple to understand. If the prisoner thinks, he is also one of the prisoners, because he has come here. This is nonsense. He is not prisoner. Similarly, when Krishna comes in this material world, if a foolish man thinks that he is also one of us, he is foolish number one. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, avajananti manam urha manasim tunuva. Foolish person, they think that I am one of them. These examples are very nice. You can understand. So, here it is stated that the Vishnu, Brahma Vishnu Shiva Tar Guna Avatar, Siddhi Siddhi Praya Sinir Vipa. Hiranna Garbha Antajyani Gandhodakshayi Sasta Sishadi Kari Bede Jare Lai. In the Bela, there is a prayer, Sahasrasisha. That is a very famous prayer. That prayer is offered to this Vishnu, who is Vishnu? The Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. The Vishnu who has entered in every universe. That Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. In Jitya Purush, Brahmanda Vishkar, Maya Rathraya Haya Tabu Maya Pa. Although this Vishnu is the center of the material energy, still he has nothing to do with this material energy. He is free from the contamination of material energy. It is not Bhagavatam. There is a verse. Apasat purusam purna mayan sajas apasrayam. When that day he was just attempting to write Srimad Bhagavatam by Bhakti Yoga, he saw two things. Apasat purusam purna. He saw the Supreme Personality and the material energy apasrayam. Just far away from him. Because this Maya's task is very thankless task. Maya's task is very thankless task because she is in charge of these conditioned souls and her business is to give all the conditioned souls all its middle. Threshold. You have seen in the hand, you might not have seen, but there is a picture of Durga. She has got three trishul. Trishul means three kinds of misery. So the Maya, this material nature, is inflicting upon the conditioned soul always three kinds of misery so that they can come to their consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But the conditioned souls are so foolish and so dull, they have accepted his misery as very pleasant. They have no sense that they are all in three kinds of misery. Adhati, Adhibhoti, Adhibhoti. This is constantly going, just like in the prison house, when the prisoners are there, it is not meant that they should be comfortably situated there. The prison house meant for giving them always some trouble so that they can come to their consciousness that we have broken, we are law breakers, therefore we are punished. But if the prisoner becomes so poor that all right, I don't care for this prison, let me finish this task and again commit nuisance and again come to this, that is going on. So, gata gataṁ kāma kāmālavante. So, the conditioned souls, they are not coming to the sense that what is their position. This position, by the grace of some special representative of the Supreme Lord or by the Supreme Lord, is offered to this conditioned soul. That this is not your place. You are part and parcel of God. Your place is in the kingdom of God. Your place is there. You are manasasthanyani prakritisthani kakshati. You are struggling very hard within this material nature. Just try to understand your position. So, these things are described in the scripture, in the Veda, so that these foolish conditioned souls may come to their senses and try to become Krishna conscious and make their life successful. So that they can go back to home, back to God. Thank you. Any questions?